let's begin our evening with prayer. Bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, we're thankful always for every day that you give to us, but we're especially mindful and thankful of this evening, the opportunity we have again to assemble together as a congregation to give you worship and praise. We're thankful that we can call upon you in time of need, and we have situations in the lives of brethren here. So we pray especially for the request that's been made for Tip and Sandra's cousin Floyd, and we pray that you will bless her with the things that you know she needs, and especially the family. We pray that they'll be relieved of undue anxiety and care and concern, and they'll put their faith and trust in you. We pray for medical staff that they will use their wisdom and knowledge wisely. Bless us who have cares and concerns for one another, that we will turn our attention to you and put our trust and our faith in you. Help us, we pray, always in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the first song, number 437. Are there still any extra books? Or have all the books been handed out? Okay, Dennis just came in, so I don't have to share a songbook, Dennis. 437. We'll sing two stanzas of a couple of these songs just so we can get several in. So I was looking through the book yesterday, choosing some songs. Had requests, first of all, for about three or four songs already. So, but I looked through here and I thought, man, we could spend a month and try to get through all of the songs that I would like to sing. So if I haven't chosen your song out of this book, there will be another day, Lord willing. 437, first and last stanzas. When you get to the end, then the chorus you can see is in the italics print. So that's where we're going at the close of the stanza. Okay. 437.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sword, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, friend to save me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Then number 348. When you get to the end of the song, it goes back to those letters DS, and you see the italics, words in italics, and that's what that will end the song, or that particular verse. 348.
Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory I now can see. Like Jenny, his warnings heed. Evil
They should be put out of the synagogue. So they was worried about confessing Jesus to be put out of the synagogue. Verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light unto the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." Verse 47. "And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say and what I should speak." Verse 50. "And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." First and last, 402.
When we reach the home and lay our burdens down, God shall wipe away all tears. When we join the saints and wear our Roman crown, God shall wipe away all tears. God shall wipe away
worship thee. May
Jesus.
John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and he was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not every one of you was clean." When he finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also should wash one another's feet. I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Let's go to our Heavenly Father. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we're so very grateful for this time that we have to assemble here to worship and to praise you, Lord. And Lord, we're very thankful for your word, which you give us. And we're very thankful for all that Jesus has done for us, and especially in this example that we just read, where he humbled himself to wash the ones that he loved, their feet. And Lord, that example for us is that we should also humble ourselves and do menial tasks we might feel that are below us or something we shouldn't do. We need to do that for others, Lord. Again, we're servants, and we want to be more like Jesus and to become servants as he was. And Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to have that light of Jesus shine in our lives so that others will see that, they'll be drawn to that, and want to know what makes us the way we are. And that is because of your Son and all that he has done for us and all the hope that we have in him. So Lord, continue, it is our prayer, to be in our hearts and our minds as we continue to lift our voices in song and praise to you. And all glory and honor go to you, Lord, as we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just a couple of songs to close out our evening here, at least in the auditorium. Number 310, first and last stanza.
On a hillside so lonely, now Jesus one day, so wounded and weary, he went there to pray. My friends there forsaken, so lonely he feels. Till heaven he's crying in helpless appeals. But a golden day has broken in old Gethsemane. The
Father, we're so thankful. thankful for so many blessings. We're thankful for the promises that we are going to a city where the roses never fade. We have that hope, Father, and we look forward to that. And we're also thankful for a time like this, Father, when we can sing praises to your name. We pray our voices are, and our singing are acceptable to you. And we also are thankful for the fellowship we're about to enjoy. We're thankful for the food that is you continue to supply for us day after day. We ask you to bless this food to our bodies as we fellowship. Bless the hands that prepared it. And also, Father, we are especially mindful of our brother John and how much we are going to miss him and how much we care about him and love him. And we pray that you will protect him in his new, on his journey, and also in his new location, and give him health and peace and happiness and safety. Forgive us of our sins, Father, we pray in Christ's name.